Howard Balzer joins us from the Sports Exchange in our NFL report, brought to you by Pro Sports. Howard, how are you doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited because I think finally the worst sports story, the most overblown sports story that I can recall in the last 50 years, seemingly is close to an end. I know the NFL has appealed it, but I just can't see this. It's pretty much over. What do you think?
I would hope that it's pretty much over. And, of course, these appeals can take a long time. And so, you know, who knows if there could be a suspension next year. But, you know, there were so many holes. You know, the big thing about this, and I agree, I mean, all these months talking about Deflategate has been ridiculous. But the bigger story is the commissioner's office and the NFL office just, in a sense, trying to wreak havoc on process and figuring they've got the power to pretty much do whatever they want and that no one's going to fight them and no one's going to argue them. And some of the things that have come out in this process that led to this is unbelievable. And so I wonder what's going to happen next. But the NFL has continued its arrogance with a statement by Roger Goodell saying that we will continue to try to, you know, as collectively bargained, you know, have a responsibility to uphold the integrity of the game. Well, this is not upholding this whole case was, in terms of what the judge ruled today, was not about upholding the integrity of the game. It's how you go about upholding that integrity of the game. And you can't trample on due process. You can't allow things to occur that shouldn't. And I thought the most telling thing, guys, was when the judge referred to the, quote, independent investigation and put the word independent in quotes about four or five times in his 40-page ruling. So he was giving his opinion right there on Brady's contention and the NFLPA's contention that this was hardly an independent investigation when someone from the law firm that conducted the investigation was one of the people in the appeal for Tom Brady cross-examined him. I mean, that I talked to an attorney today on a show I do in St. Louis. He said that is one of the most colossal blunders I've ever seen done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And yet they still go down the merry road. I mean, hey, sit down with the players and negotiate this stuff and then come up with rules and all those things. I mean, you can't just say, oh, you broke a rule that the players never saw the rules. I mean, this wasn't like the personal conduct policy. It was in a manual that's given to coaches and GMs that players aren't even given, and much less know a lot of the rules and know what the consequences are for them. So I think the NFL's got some issues here, and I'm wondering when the owners are going to – I mean, look at the last year. Look at the last year. Ray Rice suspension overturned. Adrian Peterson suspension would have been overturned, but it happened so close to when it was ending anyway, it's kind of been forgotten. Greg Hardy, 10-game suspension reduced to 4. You know, now he's talking about suing – because of he doesn't feel that the whole process was right. So the NFL is somewhat under siege, and they're not going to solve it by just running roughshod over people. They got to sit down and at the table and work with the players. Otherwise, I think it's only going to get worse.
Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange joined us. And Howard, the concern that I have is because Tom Brady, in the grand scheme of things, like deflating a football is so not even remotely on the level of domestic abuse or any of the other cases that have plagued the NFL recently, that this seems to open the door for guys who should be suspended to now appeal potentially.
Well, it could very well be. And that's the problem with the personal conduct policy was not negotiated with the players' union. And a lot of times people say, and comparing it to drug suspensions and things like that, well, those are black and white to a degree because you fail a drug test, boom, you failed. And then there's written discipline for that, and that's collectively bargained with the players. All of these cases are all very different. Everyone has different circumstances. But even the discipline and how many games and all those things, and it wasn't negotiated with the Players Association, and they've been yelling about that for a year, almost a year, since the updated personal conduct policy was put in. So now, I said on my show today, just like you said, I said, if I'm the NFLPA, I'm looking back at everybody who's facing suspension on the personal conduct policy and saying, you know, class action. You know, we're filing a class action on all of these, saying that this is an abusive process and it shouldn't be this way. And so that's why I say they've got to get back and just talk to the players' union about it. They can't just continue to issue statements that are all designed to get the public to say, yeah, yeah, we want to get rid of all the miscreants. Yeah, yeah, you got to discipline these. But yeah, you got to do this. No, there's still due process, and they're still doing it in a fair and reasonable way. And this one was a classic. And like you said, for deflating a football, and where they had no direct evidence that Tom Brady was involved in it. I mean, it's just mind-boggling when you think about all the different aspects of this.
Well, especially when, Howard, they actually have a rule in place. If you deflate the football, it's a $25,000 fine. Like, the rule's right there.
Yeah, and although I think it does say $25,000 or up,
yeah.
But there's a big difference between $25,000 and whatever the millions that Tom Brady would have lost in salary, plus not being able to play in games. I mean, if they had just come out with a nice hefty fine, they would have washed their hands and walked away from it, and everything would have been okay. But all of a sudden, you're going to sit a guy down for 25% of the season for something that you had never tested before anyway with the footballs. Don't even know if the numbers that were tested were really that much different. I mean, can you imagine, guys, the egg that's going to be on the NFL's face? They're, I don't know if you heard about this. They're doing a lot of testing this year during games. Yeah. Not every game, but they're picking a certain number of games every week where they're going to test the footballs before the game, at halftime, and then after the game. And it'll be in all kinds of different weather, whether it's hot now in the summer, whether it's rainy, whether it's snow later in the year, freezing cold, whatever. Can you imagine if the results come out and it shows that all those numbers that they came up with in the Brady investigation, they weren't all that underinflated?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that would be the ultimate embarrassment. So they suspended a guy based on numbers that had no credibility and no comparison to anything they'd ever done because they'd never done it before. I mean, it's almost laughable.
Howard, it is laughable, and the good news is football will start playing, and then hopefully people will forget about the appeal. But one quick one on the appeal: do you know will this hold up at all? Their appeal process, can that stop Brady from playing Week 1 next Thursday?
No, not at all. In fact, there was talk that the NFL might file a stay to have the suspension while the appeal is being heard, but the NFL never does that. I mean, anytime a player is suspended for whatever it is, even drugs or substance abuse, whatever it is, if the player appeals, then there's no suspension until the appeal is heard and over. And so I think they had to realize and be smart that if they put that in front of a judge, he would just throw it out in about 5 seconds, because the problem is that if Brady misses the games and then the appeals court upholds this judge's decision, you can't get those games back. You know, it's not like it's money. Yeah, money you could return for the money he lost, but you can't replace games played. So the NFL at least did one smart thing and didn't even ask for that. So he will be playing. Now, we don't know. You know, somehow this is expedited, which very rarely happens. But if it's somehow expedited, who knows? If it's overturned, there could be a suspension late in this season or even in the playoffs. But most people who know the appeals court and knows the way it all works, no one – sometimes these things can take as much as 6 months and sometimes a year for an appeal to be ruled on. So they're still, it's going to take a bunch of time for this to be heard. And it'd be interesting when the appeals judges, and there will be three of them, look at what this judge ruled and looks at all the process and all the things that happened. It's hard for most people to believe that it has any chance of being overturned. I think the NFL hasn't gotten very good advice from its attorneys. Oh, and did I forget to mention when I was going to what's happened with Goodell having things overturned? There was the player suspensions and the bounty situation with the Saints that the former commissioner Paul Tagliabue ruled on and vacated those suspensions. So he hasn't, Goodell hasn't had a very good record on any of this.
Totally agree, Howard. Great stuff. We appreciate it, man. We'll do it again soon.
All right. Take care. Anytime.
Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange.